the rest of the story. Frazier ought to have died years ago, considering male lions rarely live past the age of 15. But there he was, well into his 20s, crammed into a cage too small and living on scraps, bravely if precariously clinging to life in a ramshackle circus in Mexico. A lion tamer's dream, Frazier had no animosity toward his captors, no aggressive tendencies under any circumstances, not even any teeth, and still the scrawny, arthritic, lethargic creature met the general description of a lion, and so was made to perform as such, with the hope that cheering crowds might mistake him for dangerous. But all bad things must come to an end, and so did this mangy little south-of-the-border circus. Audiences dwindled, unpaid bills piled up, and so, declaring bankruptcy, the owner pondered how he might dispose of his animals. It was as though Frazier felt that the end was near. Nothing outward, but you could see something new and forlorn in those big, bleary eyes. Where were they taking him today, out of this filthy cage, too early to perform, into the cold, hard freight compartment of a noisy truck? The journey seemed never to end. When Frazier reached his unknown destination, he was ill and fading. But what was this? Friendly voices, gentle hands. A veterinarian was murmuring, "Poor old fellow, he can hardly walk." True enough, but whatever this was, it wasn't the end. For Frazier's new home was a wildlife preserve in Laguna Hills, California, called Lion Country Safari. Here, the elderly circus veteran would be nursed back to health and then released on the grounds to live out his days. His troubles were not entirely over. For in such naturalistic habitats, as in entirely natural ones, it is the lionesses who rule. And in the section of the park into which Frazier was to be released, there was a pride of 7 females. 7 lionesses, so determined to run the show that males previously introduced to them had been mauled and had fled in terror. But surely, preserve administrators decided, the queens of the jungle would not attack poor old defenseless Frazier. Surely they would just let him be. Well, the morning after the elderly newcomer was sent into the lioness's den, as it were, he was found on his back, his paws in the air, snoring. Snoring. I mean, he was sleeping and perfectly all right. Perfectly. For the once ferocious females, now basking contentedly in the sun nearby, had discovered Frazier's true talent. From that day on, the old man's harem huddled around him, fetched him ground meat, flanked him wherever he went, and the Lion Country Safari feline family grew, for Frazier, the ancient circus lion, had managed what none of the virile young males sent for the purpose had even come close to accomplishing. In fact, over the next 16 months, he sired 22 lion cubs. His progeny thrive there to this day. For might you recall, in 1971, the United States Congress passed a resolution honoring their unanimous choice, the unanimous choice of the United States Congress for Father of the Year. You might even recall that the recipient was a Frazier somebody. Well, that is so. Only now you know the rest of the story.